even the best concepts or ideas or plans or methods, they require application. And I was sitting in the coffee shop eating my chocolate donut, which I have every morning, quadrant 2, high enjoyment, high calorie content, high calorie density. And I got to thinking, you know, how did I get here? And the reason I was actually thinking about this is because, you know, when I'm trying to help somebody and I'm trying to share my knowledge and my experience to help the other person get what they want, right? I need to be able to understand how to communicate to that person who is a beginner. And the thing that a lot of experts forget is what it was like to be a beginner. A lot of experts forget what was the path they actually took to arrive at this seemingly effortless level of understanding and doing that they can get results anytime, anywhere, blah, 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 you know. And so I was thinking about this and I went back and I'm like, well, I'm always talking about the food enjoyment matrix and the four lenses of fat loss. And I was like, well, I actually didn't just start off, like, you know, in 2008 knowing that. That didn't happen until like 2020, where I put that down on paper. And so in 2008, I didn't even track calories. I knew about calories, but like I didn't track them. I never thought about doing that. I still believed at that time that, you know, certain foods were going to make me more lean and certain foods were going to make me fat. Like I remember thinking, oh, if I eat bread, I'm going to get fat. And the first thing that actually worked from, and by the way, but prior to 2008, there was like, I would say even late 2008. Prior to that, I could get zero results. Like, I did not get any results. And I struggled. And I just did stuff, and I quit, and I started, and, like, it was terrible. You know, I bought the magazines. I went to the YMCA. There was one incident where I paid this guy $600. He's a bodybuilder. He's huge. $600, and he gave me a piece of paper that had, you know, some basic workouts. There was no instruction or explanation. It was just, here you go. And on the other side was a menu consisting of, you know, eat chicken breast and yams. You know, it was like six times a day or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, I can tell you, I took that piece of paper and I tried to make one attempt at making chicken breast and yams, and I wanted to throw up because it was so disgusting. And I was like, stop. Obviously, I didn't. I wish I still had that piece of paper because it would be hilarious. But anyways, I remember the conversation I had with Jason Khalipa in early 2009, when my good friend, one of my best friends, Gary, who I met in acting class, told me he was working out at, you know, NorCal CrossFit, and that I should go check it out. And at that point, I was skinny fat, I was injured, and I called Jason, and he goes, yeah, dude, just come in, I got you. And I went in, and within like 3 or 4 months, for the first time in my life, I had abs. For the first time in my life, I was like strong. Like I was no longer in pain. And so the first ingredient that I found was that you gotta go to somebody who cares. because even though I didn't know all the technical details and all the insight that I have on training and lifting I do now, Jason cared. The coaches there cared. And that was the missing ingredient for me. Because when somebody cares, you start to show up enough to start to even find out. Like, he built a community that their idea, and this was all based off of him and his passion, and people were drawn to that. And this community cared about physical well-being. They cared about, their idea of a good time was hanging out at the gym or doing physical activities versus getting wasted and getting drunk or going out to the bars. Which, you know, on occasion, some people got drunk and some people went to, you know, went out to the bars and whatnot. And that's, it's not to say that that's prohibited, but that was the side, that was like the bonus, that was the extra. What we actually, what the main course was all the time was physical activity, right? And so, all that being said, those two pieces, a coach who cared, a mentor, a guide who cared, and then a community where it doesn't even need to be like, oh, you're a big part of the community. It's just when you're around people that you can connect with who are looking to do a certain thing, you're gonna experience certain outcomes, dude. Shout out to all my Dudesy fans, the PODs, Piles of Dudesy. But that was the start. And then, you know, so, and here I am during those 4 years or 5 years where I didn't know about calories. I wasn't tracking calories. I was just eating what we all ate, which was meat and vegetables, primarily meat, because I didn't eat a lot of vegetables, I'll tell you that. But it worked. I got super lean. And then the next coach who really changed my life, who really cared, we had conversations every week, you know, check-ins every week, where we would, obviously we would talk about lifting and food, but it was more than that. It was talking about, you know, life. It was talking about the parallels, the similarities, the patterns of how to live a good life, really, and just using, you know, lifting and the body as a vehicle, as a metaphor, as a vehicle to do that, right? I remember I got a Christmas or a birthday card one time from a client who, and on that card it said, life's great end is to be in action, or something like that. And I've always thought about that card. And it goes perfectly with what I'm saying, is that, you know, there's, the meaning is what you put on it. And, you know, all work is God's work, and real meditation is getting involved with life. Real meditation is getting busy living life, right? Obviously, I mean, I can't speak for others, but what I have seen and what I have experienced myself, I've never really meditated, because I don't think that's the key. I think finding out the the most useful patterns in life is really the key, and developing the operating system that allows you to close the gap, and then getting busy living and doing that. right? And so, anyways, that's a bit of a tangent, but, you know, so Alberto was the person who said, hey, okay, track calories. And so getting back, circling back to the main point of, like, how did I actually get here where I can eat anything, anywhere, you know, which is what I call phase three. Again, like, all these definitions and, like, structures that I've, you know, written down over the last 2 years, they're actually a byproduct of actually counting calories and tracking food, measuring and tracking food for a decade. So that was 2013 and it's 2022. So almost 10 years now. And it wasn't until 2020, late 2019, where I started to get, it was 2020. So 8 years later, where I put to words how I was thinking about food. But how I was thinking about food came out of 8 years of tracking, 8 years of measuring. So, you know, my original thought or point with this is, like, we go around and we see all these ideas that make sense and concepts that are really speak to us, and we know, okay, this is what it is, but they still require application. So it might not take you 8 years to figure out and make sense of the food enjoyment matrix. It might take you one, but for that one, you still have to measure and track your food. You still have to apply. And so the application part is so simple. You don't need to force understanding of the concept. You just need to get busy living in the doing of the thing, which will slowly deepen your understanding of those concepts. And that's where the meaning comes from. That's where true understanding and wisdom and knowledge comes from. And so, you know, I see the same parallel in all areas. And, like, I always understood all these business concepts. I could pick them up quickly. But I never really applied them in the same way I applied my diligence in measuring and tracking my food. So yeah, it made sense to me, but then I couldn't say that I had the results that would reflect that. And in the last 3 or 4 years, as I've, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm not getting the results I want. I'm frustrated about this. But what's the pattern here? Okay, well, I haven't applied, you know, the measuring and the tracking the way that I did in food for long enough in this area. So let me do that. What does that look like? Right? And it's very difficult to do all this when you have a unpleasant attitude towards yourself. You have to be nice to yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. You have to be forgiving of yourself. So then you can put down all the shackles of shame and guilt and regret and blah, 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 which then frees you to actually do the thing. But anyways, that's my thoughts for today. I'm like, you know, if you are a person who, you know, maybe stuff like the food enjoyment matrix makes sense, the four lenses of fat loss makes sense, but that's not going to be the thing. That's just to help you understand what's going on. The thing that you have to do is to go track calories, because then you'll have true understanding. Track, measure your food, track your food, and then you will see how powerful the food enjoyment matrix is. That's the order of sequence. And I'm really glad I needed to get this out of my head, because now I can write about this a little bit even better, because, you know, I need to remember what it was like to be a beginner so that I could give the right information. And the most important thing for you, if you're a beginner, is going to be to measure and track food. If you do that long enough, that's all you have to do. If you do that long enough, it will become effortless. It will become effortless. Alrighty.